You are Locked On Rangers, your daily Texas Rangers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On the Texas Rangers. I'm Bryce Paddock, the Dallas Morning News. Here we are, joined again at last. It feels like it's been forever since we actually recorded, because it has been since the new year. But back with us, our prospects expert, Grant Schiller. Grant, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
I am surviving and thriving and, living a more active life than baseball is right now. It is literally just the doldrums of doldrums. It's been so long since anything's actually happened that we're not even going to talk about what happened with the Rangers, because that's not the most important thing that's happening in baseball. We're talking about the trade for Francisco Lindor, because you know what? I'm sorry. If you want to hear about just the most minute of minute details about things we don't actually know about, I mean, we'll probably get into that later. I mean, we're going to talk about Mets prospects. So we're already getting into uncharted territory. But I want to talk about the trade that sent Francisco Lindor and Carlos Carrasco to the New York Mets in exchange for infielders Andrés Giménez, Amed Rosario, right-handed pitcher Josh Wolf, and outfielder Isaiah Green to the Cleveland baseball team, or as you were calling them, the Cleveland Redacteds, in exchange for not having to pay good players to be good at baseball for your team, which, like we said earlier, is really the whole point of baseball. So who do you think won this trade, Grant?
First and foremost, I want to take issue with you calling it the biggest move in baseball this week, given the fact that Drew Butera signed a minor league deal with the Rangers.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to exclude that very, very important fact.
Thank you. I'm glad I at least was here to bring it up. But that aside, I think the general consensus is pretty much the most simple analysis there is, and it's the most correct analysis there is good for the Mets for getting a superstar in his prime and being willing to pay money and an extension it seems that it's going to take to get him, to keep him around. And shame on the Cleveland Redacteds for trading a superstar in his prime with it when you're a good team. And he has no issue staying. You just aren't willing to pay him.
Yeah, and the worst part is it's not just that he's a superstar. I mean, like that, don't get me wrong. Like, he is a phenomenal baseball player, and that should be, like, the main thing. But also, like, he is just fun. He is exciting. Oh, yeah. He is good. He is, like, the face of baseball, and he has made baseball exciting for Cleveland. He brought them to a World Series within a game of winning a World Series had they not blown a 3-1 lead. People forget that, after the Cleveland basketball team made the other other basketball team blow a 3-1 lead. Not months later, their baseball team blew a 3-1 lead in the World Series. But Francisco Miguel Lindor, listed as his nickname is Mr. Smile, which I also forgot that he was drafted because he's from Puerto Rico. He was the 8th overall pick by Cleveland in 2011. Actually went to high school in Monteverde Academy in Monteverde, Florida. Made his debut back in 2015. And ever since then, he has been electric. He has been ecstatic to watch. He has been just downright phenomenal. Last year wasn't his best season, but still an incredibly good season. He had an OPS of 750 while being one of the best defenders in baseball. But the 3 years before that, that's what I want to go to. Those are like his prime, his absolute domination numbers. So from 2017 to 2018, he had all three of those seasons were 30 homer, 40 double seasons. He had an on base over 330 in all of those seasons. Also slugged over 500 in all of those seasons, which is an OPS over at least 840 for all of those seasons while playing Gold Glove caliber defense. He also stole more than 20 bases in two of those seasons. Now, one of them, 2018, wasn't super efficient, 25 with 10 caught stealing. But this guy is just downright dynamic, and he makes every team that he's on better. He walks a whole bunch. His on base is pretty solid. He hits for power. He does literally everything you could want on a baseball field. And he's just so much fun to watch. Why does this make any sense at all? Like, isn't he making you money if you're the owner of the Cleveland baseball team?
You would think. I mean, he's, as a neutral fan, he's one of the most electric players in the game to watch. He is, personality-wise, he's a lot like Jurickson Profar with that, I mean, that big smile that just shows how much he enjoys the game and that he flashes all the time and really endears you to the guy. But he's actually good at baseball, right? So, like you said, he's played for 6 years now. He was second in Roy. He's got 3 top P finishes, 4 All-Star appearances, 2 Gold Gloves, 2 Silver Sluggers. I mean, there's not a whole lot to say than the dude's a stud on the field.
He also just turned 27. He's not old. He is very much entering his prime, which is exciting to see. He's going to be a good-looking, famous, rich person in New York, and that is like that's the dream right there. I mean, to be like 2 of those 3 things is pretty solid. Just to be like good-looking and in New York, or like rich and in New York, to be all 3, like it's just kind of unfair, isn't it?
He is going to make so much endorsement money. It's going to be nuts.
I mean, he's already making quite a bit, and you know, it's just, it doesn't make, I don't care what the prospects are, like at this, like I always care about the prospects, but like, I'm sorry, you're getting one of the best 5 to 10 players in baseball in his prime. Granted, you've only got him under contract for a year, but if he signs and likes living in New York as a rich person who likes having fun and being in a big city and being in a on a team that's actually trying to do things, has got an owner who's willing to pay you. Like, the owner that's willing to pay you seems to be, like, the hardest thing to find in baseball right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the case. It seems like there's only a handful of teams that are actually going to give out any big contracts, at least this offseason. And that's kind of been the trend for a few years now, which is frustrating for a lot of fans.
And it's more for baseball in general. I mean, I thought that the Mets had a more stacked rotation than they did, but looking back at it, it's not quite as stacked as I thought. It's still a really solid rotation, but Carlos Carrasco is a huge, huge piece for them. I mean, they had DeGrom, they also have Thor and Stroman, and then their other starters are, well, it's going to be Carrasco and, I don't know, one of Steven Matz or David Peterson, Corey Oswalt, Seth Lugo. I don't have this off the top of my head. I do have their depth chart up. I'm not that much of a Mets wizard, I must admit.
No, I agree. I mean, it seems like they just got him because they're going to take the contract, basically. Because it's not the prospect hall was something crazy just for Lindor himself. And then to get Carrasco on top of that, it just kind of shows how badly Cleveland just wants to not spend any money. I think what I saw was that their current payroll is like $35 million. It's something tiny.
That's literally, like, that might be smaller than the Rays or the A's.
I think it's right less on than Mike Trout's going to make next year.
That's insane. That's so insane. And it bothers me so much. But we've talked about Lindor, but Carrasco is, like, he's an exciting guy. I mean, he's a little bit older. He's 33, but he's been extremely, extremely consistent. He came into the league back in 2009. He had a couple of finishes where he flirted with the Cy Young, and the biggest story about him is how he was diagnosed with cancer and then overcame it and has come back and been incredibly dominant. Last year was one of his best years, at least ERA-wise. He had a 2.91 ERA, which was a career best. He pitched in 68 innings and did very well in those innings. Only allowed 8 home runs, and I'm trying to find the strikeouts, but these sliders are difficult to find. There we go. 82 strikeouts in 68 innings, which is something really, really solid to see. And I feel like he's got at least a few more years left in the tank, and being, what, maybe the number 3 in this rotation? I'm almost willing to call the Mets, like, legit contenders, maybe to beat out the Braves in the NL East. Maybe not quite yet, but they're real close.
Yeah, I wouldn't put them with the Braves yet, but they're certainly within the, I don't know how statistical you want to get, but within the air bar, the confidence interval, where if the Braves are at their 40th percentile and the Mets are at their 60th percentile, the Mets can pass them up. And that's something very within the realm of possibilities. So they put themselves in position to, if not compete with the Braves yet, they should be a favorite for that second wild card spot behind the Padres or Dodgers. And with the owner that they have, and it seems like it's just going to keep looking up, at least in the short term.
I mean, they have just a really complete roster. I mean, their bullpen is much more stacked than I remember. They've got Trevor May, Edwin Diaz, of course, their closer. They got along with Robinson Cano. Also, completely forgot that Dellin Betances was there. Completely missed that. When the heck did that happen?
That happened last offseason, didn't it? I think.
Did it? I paid literally zero attention to the Mets. But this past
year, in the 60-game season with them not making the playoffs, he threw 11.2 innings for them last year. and had a 7.71 ERA. So it's very understandable that we didn't pay much attention to him.
I didn't pay.
He also had more walks than innings.
Yeah, I didn't really pay attention to much of anybody that wasn't inside like the West bubble. I'm like, I'm trying to keep tabs kind of on other things, but I'm like, if it's not in the West bubble, I don't know what the heck's going on, because like that's the only thing. I'm not gonna have to worry about who the Rangers might contend with in the postseason. Like, no. Uh-huh. They're only gonna play people in the West bubble, and that's just kind of how it's gonna work out. But I feel like there's still more to be done. I mean, they have a much more solid team than most people remember. James McCann is a pretty solid catcher. Pete Alonso had a really good rookie season, not quite as great last year, but still pretty solid. Jeff McNeil, not flashy, but pretty solid major league player. JD Davis, fine. Yeah, the outfield's kind of weird. It's one of like Dom Smith will be playing a little bit. Brandon Nimmo. Michael Conforto as well is the most important part of that. But Dom Smith, was he the champion of that MLB The Show Players Tournament? I can't remember if he was a champ or if he just got there to the end. I think he was just got there to the end and then was beaten by new Padres left-handed ace.
Blake Snell. It was, yeah. Blake Snell, but I think he beat Dwight Smith from the Orioles.
Dwight Smith. I thought it was Dom Smith.
No,
you're right.
McNeil
you're right.
was the Mets guy.
Okay.
We both know way too much about a video game competition. But
I mean, it was literally all that was happening then. There's like there was no European sports. Like Korean baseball hadn't even really started up yet, or if it had, it was still 4 a.m. Like, I remember I was so desperate for sports in that first like week of Korean. I stayed up to watch them live like a few games a week, and I was like, all right, like my sleep schedule's messed up, but it doesn't need to be this messed up. But I got way into it, and so of course I got way into the show tournament, mm-hmm. except just like Rangers are often to do, Joey kind of did not do well in the first round because, you know, why would the Rangers have any nice, fun things to look forward to in 2020? That's just kind of where we are. But like, overall, this is a pretty decent team. And, you know, they're making a go of it. They could get better. They could go get
Bauer, Realmuto.
Yep. One of those two or George Springer, he hasn't signed, right?
Springer, yeah.
Just remember, right. reminding myself that right. in case yeah. of, like, there's been a lot of, like, regular news to happen. So I've kind of missed some of the big, like, the Rangers' big news this week, like we talked about earlier. But
surely you saw Nick Anderson signed.
Oh, of course. You know, I would never miss something like that. And definitely wouldn't forget to talk about it on my own podcast about the Rangers. Definitely wouldn't do that. But before we get into all that important stuff, we're going to take a quick break, hear this word from our sponsors. We get back, we're going to look a little bit more about who's actually contending, what it takes to be a contender in this day and age. And, you know, we might get in a little bit about prospect talk, Rangers prospect talk, not Mets prospect talk. We're not going quite that far. It's not that much, that deep into January. But right after this word from our sponsor, we'll get right back in to what it takes to be a contender in baseball in this day and age. Today's show is sponsored by RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for online for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Their catalog is so unique and it's remarkably easy to use. You can quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose from the brands, specifications, and prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com, they're always reliably low. The same for pros and do-it-yourselfers. Why would you spend up to twice as much on the same parts? There's all kinds of great stuff that they've got on their catalog if you're really into cars. Clearly, I am not, so I'm a little bit out of my depth here. But I know that when I'm out of my depth, I can go to RockAuto.com, and they will have me covered. Whether you know a million things about cars or you know nothing about cars, RockAuto.com is the place to go to shop for auto and body parts for your car. So go to RockAuto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. Today's episode is also brought to you by Bet Online. There's only one place to go that has you covered, one place that we trust to go for sports betting. That's betonline.ag. There's all kinds of NFL playoff games. There's NHL starting up. There is NBA games starting up. And maybe you could take some bets on where major free agents will land, maybe where the Rangers will finish this season, how badly they will finish the season. Will they end up with the number one draft pick next year? Who knows? You can bet on all kinds of great stuff at betonline.ag. So sign up today for a free account, betonline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus for your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Now, we're going to be talking about something that we're experts on. Clearly, as a team, as fans of a team that was very, very good this year, we know what it takes to be a contender, right, Grant?
Yes, that's right. only fans of 22-win teams are experts on this subject.
I mean, nobody had 22 wins like the Rangers did. They just absolutely knocked it out of the park if they were trying for 22 wins. But, toward the end, I kind of think they were. Maybe even lower, but, we will settle for the 22 wins that they gave us. But it feels like in this day and age, especially in light of the Francisco Lindor trade and the Blake Snell trade and just baseball owners being cheap in general, it doesn't take that much to make a good baseball team. I mean, it feels like, I don't know, what is the winning formula for making a good baseball team these days?
It seems to be so much further down the organization than the big league team at this point. Because, you look at it, there's probably 10 teams in the league that are really spending money on free agents. So the teams that are kind of winning and bucking that trend are the teams that are out in front on player development stuff, that are very creative in how they do things and how they run their organizations, that are able to create valuable players from non-prospects through their minor league staff and their philosophies. And that's how the Rays, the A's, that's how they've gotten good. Miami's gotten better at that. I think Baltimore's coming on with that.
Well, that's going to do it for part one of my talk with Grant Schiller this week. Very appreciative of having Grant on. Y'all make sure to go follow him on Twitter at OG Schill. Follow me on Twitter at Bryce Patrick. And follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Rangers. Got all kinds of good stuff coming up for you later this week. And have one more show with Grant and then another show without Grant coming on Saturday. But thank you guys so much for listening. Until next time, don't forget to enjoy baseball.